Tishrei is up Ayin Valid, Mechulim, and Rimu Zeichem Nishmas, and Matasyahu, and Menachem, Ben Yaakov. Okay. We're talking still about the Abraham Adulda. So Yosef, Rav Yosef, Kameh, Rav Huna. Rav Yosef is sitting in front of Rav Huna, who is the Rabbi. The Yosef, Ka'amar. And he says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, says that Rav Yehuda is in the name of Rav, Akbalo Lezeh, if someone eats this Abraham Adulda, Mokia. You get Malchus, because it's an Isra Midor Raisa. Amalei, Ulmi Ravana, one of the Chachamim in the base measure, said, Lot Hitzai Tulei, don't listen to what Rav Yosef just says, because he's wrong. But Haki Amar Rav Yitzhak Arshmul Bar Marta Mishmei De Rav, he said, another member in the name of Rav, Akbalo Lezeh, if you ate the Abraham Adulda, right, you ate the hanging limb, Ain Malokia. You don't get Malchus, because it's only the Isra Midor Ravana. Only this, Rav Huna says, Anon, Aman, who are we going to listen to? Anon, Aman, Nismo. Who are we supposed to listen to? Because it's a machlokas. Whether he gets a Dorais or a Dorabani, get a Machlokas or not, for eating Abraham with Dolga. So, he's in Rav Yosef's lap today. Rav Yosef turned with anger. He turned his face away from him. He's basically saying that you didn't understand what's going on here. Right? Amalei, my question, what do you mean? What cash do you have? Who are we going to rely on? There's no scheme here. He army on, when I say that you get Malchus, that's the Misa. Well, we said Misa Osa Nipal. The Misa, right? We said that if Misa Osa Nipal. Right, and now, right, and that the Misa the Osa Nipal. So what that means when the behemoth dies, we use an Aver as if it fell off a minute, and therefore you get Malthus, Aver Minachai. That's why I talked about we get Malthus. He Amar Inu, which is other Chacham, says the name of Rav, that's Beshkrita. The Ain Osa Nipal. We just passed from the Shkrita Ain Osa Nipal. And I agree that there's no Isser Doraisa. And then we just what we had, like we had yesterday at the end, that's a mitzvah Perosh Gulvad. So then it's a Durabana, therefore, there's a difference in what we said also. Misa Osa Nipo, which is the Ain Osa Nipo. To go to the London to figure out what the difference, why it makes a difference whether the animal dies or animal gets shechted, the whole hack of that about that. So Amar Rava. We know Mils the Amar Rabbana and Misa Osa Nipo. Okay, we were talking about Misa Osa Nipo. How do we know that? That's Shrita Ain Osa Nipo, but Shrita does not. How do we know that? Rava is going to answer as follows. You see, if the pasuk says, and it's interesting, the pasuk is by the Tumah of Shratzim. When it comes to the Shratzim, there are three pasukim in the Torah mentioned. Pasuk number one is Kol Anokei Mehem B'Mosam Yitma. Pasuk number two is Kol Asher Yipol Lehem Mehem B'Mosam Yitma. Pasuk number three is Kol Asher Yipol Min Yehlasam Alav Yitma. Right? The first pasuk has the word Vahem, which is Mashma, them, the Shratzim completely. The second pasuk says, so can say Yipol Mehem and the Yipol Midivasan, which is Mashma even a piece from the Nevelo, from them. That's what they're talking about. The Pasuk says by Shratzim, it says, Kol Asher Yipol Alav Mehem from them, the Mosam Yitma. The Gemara says, right, this talks about an Eber that falls off of the Sharon. The Nehute Mai, right, the Pasuk says, the Mosam. What does that come into being in mind, I guess? Pasuk says Mosam. In other words, it's Bimosam Yitma. So what is not Yitma? Like it says it's only Yitma Bimosam. So what's it coming to exclude? So Elaine on the Uta Bikayehem, if it's coming to exclude that an Aver that falls off of the Sheretz when the Sheretz is alive is not Mitameh, I don't need that. Right? I mean Niblosam now. I already have a pasuk that says Polish Yipo me Niblosam Allah Yitma. That the Aver is only Tamei when the Sheretz dies. So if an Aver of a Sheretz falls off of a live Sheretz, it's not Mitamei. So El Shmamina comes to teach us Misa Osa Nipol, the H. Shrita Osa Nipol. That's what's coming to teach us. That Misa does Nipol, Shrita does Osa Nipol. Wait a second, what are you talking about? Amalei Ra'adim Ra'abal Ra'abal, why come to Shratzim see it? This passage is talking about by Shratzim. When it comes to Shratzim, no concept of Shrita. Right? Misa and Shrita is the same thing by Sheretz. Okay, I shef the Sheretz's head. But who cares? What does that do? It doesn't create anything. Shrita is non-existent by a sheretz. So Amr Lay, so Rav is back to Rav Ad Barava. No, you're talking about Im Eino Inyon. Im Eino Inyon Shratzim, the Lav Neshrita Ninu, so Tnei Inyon Behemos, where it is Behemos, and therefore Tnei Inyon Behemos, that has it in Shrita, and the Pasuk come and teach us that by the Behemos, ain't Shrita Osen Nipon. The Gemara says, but Kati Mivayle, I still can't do this, right, the Mosam, to learn that. Why? Because we learned and used that for something else by Shratzim. If the Shratzim are metame only when they still are similar to what way they were when they died, which means they still have, they're still moist, right? Lachen tameim, but yevashim, yevashim ain't tameim. That if they're not, if the sheretz dies, it's all shriveled up and dry, then it's not metame. That's what I would need a pasuk for. The Gemara says, "Trei b'mosim tzivei." It says the word b'mosim twice, right? It says the word b'mosim twice. It says, "Eila hatameim lachem b'chol sheretz kol nogeya b'hem b'mosim yitma al arim." And then it says, "Afterwards, b'chol sheyipolayim they have b'mosim yitma." The two. One b'mosim is talking about this moist sheretz, and the other one is saying that it's talking about that only yitma. That only misos nipul, which speaks as not os nipul, and because it's even though it's in shrutzim, we say you may know inu l'sheretz, and inu l'behema. That's the rule. All right. Now the Gemara has to go back to our Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah case was you have an aver, right? That's protruding an aver of the uvar that's protruding out of the mother. So it said in our Mishnah, right? It said behema uberes, right? The pregnant animal. Shehotzei uber as yodom yiputz v'mei behema. And the hand sticks out from the mother, the shachta, and then you shechted it. The point of Meir, the Eber is metama in the vela, then Eber minachai, because he says the shrita of the mother has no impact to be metayer the limb, as opposed to from him, who say that it is tahor from the vela. They said it's the rabbanan tuma of shrita, because the shrita of the mother impacts the limb. So Amar of Chizda, says, Machlokas. The machlokas between Rav Meir Chachamim as to whether or not the Shkita Osenipo, right, the whole period is Shkita Osenipo. So the machlokas of the Shkita Osenipo, is that Mitaira the Eder? That's the Eder the Uber Chai. That is only if we have a live Uber. Aval, the Eder the Uber Mace, right, if you have the fetus is a dead fetus, right? The fetus is dead. So we're going to say, Gibre Akol, Shlita Osenipol. Everyone's going to agree in that case that the Shlita Osenipol, the Chacham will agree, and therefore the Eber is Tamei Tumas Nevela. Why? Because we said the whole reason for the Chachamim that they say that the Shlita works is because Yesh Bemino Shlita. There is no Shlita for a dead animal. So Ein Bemino Shlita, if Ein Bemino Shlita, so therefore they're going to agree that the Shkita Osenipul in that case, and the limb of that dead fetus is going to be Tamei Tumas Nevela. And it's going to, I guess, transmit it to the rest of the body. Okay? But Rabbi says, no, the Machlokas is there, Kach Machlokas is there. The Machlokas is in both. Right? You have, if the Uber is alive, or if the Uber is made, is dead, both cases are made to Tamei the Eiver Tumas Nevela, and the Chachamim are Messiah. Now, the Mishnah, going back to the Mishnah said, talked about the Ben Shmona Chai. Right? If you had a live 8-month fetus, I guess, that came out, Ein Shkitaso Metaro, so we'd say that the Shkita of the mother is not Metaris. What's it so close to the rest? Put it back. What? Right, the Mishnah said Ben Shmona Chai, the Shkita is not Mitaris, because we said Ein Demino Shkita, but it's not considered an animal. It's got, remember the times of the Gemara, 8-month-old fetus wasn't viable, so there is no, Bemino is not the Shkita, it's not considered, from out here the Mishnah said, it's not considered a Behema, right? They claim here that it's 9 months for the Behema. That's what I saw inside. So, okay, and the difference was, right, so the difference was that we said a trefa, we say the shrita is mitara because yesh mina shrita. That animal, it's not a trefa, has the mino shrita. But if a behema temeya, we said ain't shrita is mitara. So why? Because ain't the mino shrita. And now we said that the uvar, that's 8 months after it is born, ain't the mino shrita. Why? Because it's not considered buck of its own. And therefore, it's similar to what? It is similar to behema temeya. Ein bimino shrita. Therefore, the shrita of the mother won't impact this uber. I guess the 8-month old is still in the mother's womb, then the shechita of the mother has to impact. It must be talking about where you shech the uber of the 8 months by itself. Then it's not considered. What's in the, it's still in the mother? Still in the mother. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to continue the machlokas in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Vahatanya, this is a Bryce and Poros Kahana, right? The Bryce is talking about, the Bryce there is asking about, how do we know that the shechita of a trefa is metahara? That the shechita of a trefa is metahara the trefa? Within the veil. Okay? Why don't we learn trefa for behematveya? Neither of them can you eat. You shech the behematveya, it doesn't do anything. It's still considered the veil when it works. So why, when it comes to a behemoth trefa, is it metahara from the veil? And the Gemara answered that behemoth, the price that the measures their answers, that behematveya ain't even the shechita. There's no concept of shechita by a non kosher animal. That's why the shechita is not metahara. But by a trefa, yesh be mitzvah. By trefa, there is the mina shrita when it was kosher. Therefore, the shrita is going to work. So now the Gemara is going to ask, wait a second. But bench, the Brisa says, bench more nechayochia, a live 8 month old, an 8 month old fetus that comes out should prove against the svara. Sha'afo pisha yish bimino shrita, even though there is bimino shrita, ain't shrita mitaharto. Nevertheless, the shrita is not mitare. This is the Brisa is arguing on our Mishnah. Right, the Brisa is saying that a ben shmona is nefshav sheyish b'mino shkita, which goes against our Mishnah, which says a ben shmona ain't b'mino shkita. Then Amar Rav Kahana says, what's the fundamental machlokas between the Brisa and the Mishnah? Amar Rav Kahana, yish b'mino shkita agavino. Right, an 8 month baby has shkita when if it's still inside, if it's in utero, then it's yish b'mino shkita agav the mother. Right, but that's what the Brisa holds. But Tana Didon, but our Mishnah didn't say that. It says Minadi Imei Vopara. Not going to learn it out from the womb. The idea that you have to have the Mino Shkito has to be it individually, not it with the not with the mother. So that's the difference. Rashi says Minadi Imei Vopara Lo Chashiv LePircha. That's not an issue. The whole the Ein Bnei Chet Shkito Ein Bmino Shkito Kriyin Day. He doesn't have any shrita in it. So I saw the Sefer, Kovitz in Yonin, he posted that. Is that Rav Hanan? I couldn't find it. In the back of the Kovitz show. I couldn't find it. But he tries to explain this machlokas between the Brisa and the Mishnah as to whether or not you say yish b'mino shrita or agav the mother is based on the fundamental machlokas of what the heter is by Ben Tekua, which we've said a few times. Right? We say, what's the machlokas? Why is Ben Tekua mutter? Is it because it's viewed as if it's shechted, the shechita of the mother counts as a shechita for the ben patur, or do we say no, it doesn't need shechita, it's pater. The fact that the mother was shechted, it paters, not that the shechita was done, just that it's pater. The Gemara says, if we say that it's viewed as if it's shechted, right, that's the count of the Brisa. That's why an 8 month old, that's why you can say yesh b'mino shechita. Because since the shechita by the mother, it looks as it's as if it's shechted. So if it's viewed as if it is shechted, so yesh b'mino shechita. How are we viewing the head of the ben patur? If we're viewing the head of the ben patur, it means that it itself is shechted, so that when the mother gets shechted, so yesh b'mino shechita. Because as soon as the mother's shechted, it's viewed as shechted. So yesh b'mino shechita. So one second. But if you say, Aramis says no, that the heter is that anything that's found inside the mother is considered mutter, so that means the heter, the bepakua, is not because it was shefted, because it's inside the mother. So there's no bemino shkita. No foul. The scholar deal with that about what's actually mutter. It's mutter. The question is, why is it mutter? So bring it up to me right now. Why is it mutter? If it's mutter midin that a shrita was done to it, then yesh b'mino shrita. If it's mutter midin, the same reason why the meat of the mother is mutter, or why the liver is mutter, then there was no shrita done to it, just inside. No, it's considered as if it's mutter, not because it's shech. It's considered as mutter because it's an appendage of the mother. When I shech the mother, do I have to shech any other limbs inside? No, this is viewed as another limb. But this was a nafkamina. This is a nafkamina. This is a nafkamina. I think it explains beautifully. Okay. The Gemara now says, "Ulahai tarn the parah trade from the shmita with part of the minolay." Now, according to this brisa, this that we just quoted the Torah Shvahadim, so it basically slugged up the whole concept of the mino yesh mino shmita. Why? Because it says a ben shmona is yesh mino shmita, and nevertheless the shmita doesn't work for it. So that gets rid of the whole reason why we said the whole distinction between a treifa and a non-kosher animal is just busted. Because you have, we said, oh, the reason why a treifa is because yesh b'mino shrita. That's why the shrita is mitaret. But you have a ben ches yesh b'mino shrita also, and treifa is not, and it's not, and the shrita is not mitaret. So he says, treifa is the shrita mitaret, even always. So how does he know that the shrita of a treifa is mitaret from the vela? So nachlobe, he answers it from midrav Yehuda Amarav. Some say he learned this in the right. So Amar Kol, the pasuk says, "By Tumas Tevela, ki yomus min ha-behema." If it dies from the animal, mixas behema mitame, some behemos are mitame, the mixas behema ain't a mitame, and there are some behemos that are not mitame. Right? The pasuk, full pasuk is, "If ki yomus min ha-behema shehilachem," so it's talking about kosher animals. "If ki yomus min ha-behema shehilachem la'achla, anogei b'levasa yitva." You touched its stomach. But we're focusing on the word min, means some of them. Some of the animals that you can eat, if you touch them, then if you touch the veil, it's metamic. Which is the sum that die. The ones that shechef, you know, even if it's trade for. Right? The yamas min abehema, mixas behem metama, the mixas behem ain't metama. The ezuzo, which one, I guess, is not metama? That's trefa sheshafra. Shechef the trefa, it's not metama. There's a two, the machlokas, and what the source is as to why. But the sources as to why the hema is not the hema tameya that shechted is not mitame. Okay. For the next piece of Gemara, I actually want to skip and do the Mishnah first and then go back. It's going to explain. Right? A little, yeah. Am I allowed to do that? We'll read the Mishnah. What? We'll read the Mishnah again afterwards, so you guys will be yotzi the chol ha-degel. Okay. Okay. The Mishnah says, "Ashochet etz abehem." I was doing this Gemara. I didn't know what it was talking about, and I did the Mishnah. Then, oh, okay. The Gemara is related to the Machlokas in the Mishnah, which is four lines, a couple lines down. Let's go see the Machlokas first, and then we'll do the Gemara. "Ashochet etz abehem." Someone shechs the behema who matzava ben shmona chay omeis. And when you open up the mother, you find either a line or a dead fetus that is, it says 8 months, but I believe it's anything less than 9 months. Okay? Then what you can do, koro, you can just kill that animal, umotzi as damo, and you can just take out the blood, there's an issue with the blood, and then you can eat it, because it doesn't need shrita. But matzah ben tisha chai, if you find a viable 9 month, I don't know how you know, you must know when the fetus was formed, you must know, right? Matzah ben tisha chai, a live 9 month old fetus, tone shrita. Okay, so that would require shrita, a 9 month old. This is a shrita of a mayor. Shrita of a mayor that a 9 month old requires shrita. And you can't shech it and the mother on the same day. I mean, if you shech the mother on Sunday, and it's a 9 month old viable fetus in there, you can't. We have to wait till tomorrow to shech it. Because why? It's a full fledged animal. Dibri Rav Meir doesn't hold it by a 9 month old viable fetus. Doesn't hold it by that. Right, but Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say Shchitas Imam Metartas. There's no, even by a 9 month old fetus, that's a viable 9 month old, the Shchita of the mother is Metaharit, and you can eat it without, you can eat it without Shchita. Let's go back to our Gemara. Boi Rav Hoshia. Rav Hoshia says the following stuff. Hoshit es yodo mim'ei behema v'shachat ventisha chai mahu. It's 9 months in, mother's overdue, or it's just in the 9 months, it's in the 9 months. Mothers do. You stick your hand. How you do this? You stick your hand into the mother, and you shecht this viable 9 month-old fetus while it's inside the mother. Is that considered a valid shechita? What? The mission we just read was you shecht the mother. Right. The key point of the mission is that Rav Meir holds that a viable 9 month-old is its own animal. It is own animal, therefore it requires shrita by itself. There's no ben patua. We're just talking about this. This is the case we're talking about. Yeah. Okay. When you stuck out the hand. to the super. But the point remains. Correct. But only for viable 9-month fetus. If you have a viable 8-month fetus or a dead 9-month fetus, you shef the mother, you can eat the animal. He only says once the animal reaches viability at 9 months, he views it as its own separate. He views months as the gorim. Because the chachamim are going to view it as months and the air coming out as being gorim, an animal. Let's read it. So, why Rav Oshia? Hoshi is yadim lemei behema b'shachat b'tishah chayim mahu. What's the din? Does the shechita work for this animal or not? Tiboyel Rav Meir. It's going to be a kash, a suffix for Rav Meir. This suffix is Bain Rav Meir, Bain Rav Matan, who just read the Machlokas, according to Rav Meir, that the shechita of a mother is not mati the ben tes the tofo, and in order to be mati that ben tes, you have to shecht it itself. And according to Chachamim, that ben pakua is only mutter via the shechita of its mother. So Tiboyel Rav Meir, Ad Khan Lokam Rav Meir Ben Pakua Ton Shechita. When does Rav Meir say that this viable 9-month-old requires its own Shechita? That's kind of meaning hateful the Yatul of an Olam. Maybe he only says that once that baby is born. Then you say the baby is born, it was 9 months, the Shechita of the mother doesn't work for it. Right? But Hechat about Me'imo, Lo Sharyule Shechita. But maybe if it's still within the womb of the mother, the Shechita, it's only the Shechita of the mother that matters it. But the shechita of it itself inside would not be matirit, because you view it as a part of the mother. So there's no shechita for it. You have to shef the mother in order for it to become mutter. If in our case, you shef it inside the mother. You stuck your hand inside and you shecht it. How you did it, that's the case you did. After it's out. And only after it's out does the shechita of the mother not apply. Does the shechita of the mother shecht it? Right, maybe it's not an initial point to Rav Meir. Maybe had it come out, it would be an initial. And Old Dilma, the other way, a few Rabbanon, the point of Rabbanon who say that the shechita of the mother is what makes this animal mutter. I'm a little shocked here, but nevertheless, maybe we say arba'a simanim after Rav Rahmana. Maybe when it comes to this 9-month fetus, we're going to say that it technically has 4 simanim: 2 on the mother, 2 on it. And it doesn't matter which one you shed. So you're right. Ena chanami. Maybe he says that it is yer of the mother, but if you shed it would be fine. I don't know if that would apply for an 8-month-old. Rashi says, Dalit Simonim, Ashvi Rachmana, the Asia Shay Simonim Shayishutu, Oshel Gimel Oshelo. Either way that you want, you can shaft it. So, Amr of Kanina, Mishnah says, Tashma, let's bring a Raya from our Mishnah, okay? And I'll hold here. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah again explained why Shechita is not mit. Basically, the Mishnah was a back and forth as to why we don't learn treifa from Tameya. We said that the Shechita is matar the treifa, but Shechita is not matar the treifa. And what was the distinction our Mishnah said? Not the Brisa. The distinction that our Mishnah said was in the end we said the treifa has shas of kosher. In the end, right, the Mishnah had a whole back and forth. Can't be. Then they have to look. Treifa had a shas of kosher. Therefore, Shechita is chal on it. But the Behemoth Tameya never had a shas of kosher. And the Gemara was dope for that Mishnah, that tillet. But it says, Hare shenol the treifa min abeten. Let's say it was born as a treifa. It was born as a treifa inside, so it never had a shas of kosher to begin with. But now, the Im Isa, if you're going to tell me that you can shech the ubar in the womb of the mother, mishkachas lay, the heisel shasa kosher, the iboy al yode b'shachta. What would be the case? It would have a shasa kosher. When's the shasa kosher? By sticking the knife into the mother and shefting it before it became a treifa. It became a treifa on the way out, so it never saw the light of day as a non-treifa. But in the womb, who says it was a treifa? So you put your knife in, you shefted it. So now, right, so the answer was, the shayla we had was known to be trained from the bed then didn't have a shasa kosher. I just thought there is a shasa kosher by a fetus. Put the knife inside and shaft it. It's a valid shrita. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amalei Rabba, we said, it said no betrayal. Right, but that's the Mishnah said no betrayal. It was born of the betrayal. Now the Amalei Rabba, like you're saying, it's the nation Nostra. It was created as a betrayal. For in utero was already a betrayal. Shenotra treatment of that then. And what's that case? How do you know for sure? Which Kachas love, the Balas Kamish Arglein, it's five legs. Which if you had five legs, it's as if it's missing. It's a real. Right, because otherwise you're not going to really know when it gets. Mar says no the trade for things. Mar Shonam asks, why do you say that it has three legs? He said, it's possible that it had four and then it lost three. But if it was no sort of trade for it, had five legs, it had five legs from the beginning. So therefore, that's the case. So if it's no sort of trade for that then, so that's the kasha. The Mar and kasha has no sort of invention, and it never had a shasa kosher, and then it will continue the shakra vataria in the Mishnah. Okay, so. The Rishonim all ask. I mean, all the Rishonim ask. The Rashba, the Tosos, and I and Hay. The Gemara tomorrow is going to have a case similar to this. The Gemara is going to bring a case where you shechted the behemoth trefa, or you shechted the trefa, and you find in it a fully viable 9-month-old animal. Right? So the Rava over there said, even though the Chachamim will hold that the shechita of the mother is moriel for the bentes, then let's say you are permitted to shech this vlad because dalet simanim mitir bo Torah. That's four simanim. What's the suffix here? We just answer the suffix tomorrow. Dalet simanim. It's either or. It's not that only the mother you can shech. It's either or, right? It's basically the same case. And the Gemara adds, no, the mother's not good. The mother's a trefa. So the question is now, it's a trefa, right? The question is that you shefted. You already shefted the mother. You shefted a trefa mother. The mother's trefa. You shefted it. But the baby inside is viable. So the shrita of the mother is not going to be good to the trefa. But can you? And the answer is yes. The arba simanim. It's arba simanim. So if that's the maskara of the Gemara tomorrow, what's the suffix of Rav Hoshi over here according to the comment? Say tomorrow, dal simanim. What's the suffix? Right, so the Ron writes that you're right, in the Hanami, the Rif and the Rambam lead out this whole suffix of Rav Hoshea because they say that was answered. That's answered tomorrow. That's answered tomorrow. There's no suffix. Dalet Simanim Yesh. The Tosos makes a distinction. Tosos and the same thing that's in the Rashba also make a distinction that there, the Shaila is whether or not the Ben Pakua has its own Simanim or not. Does the Ben Pakua have its own Simanim or not? We say, yeah, the Ben Pakua has its own Simanim, as it does. But Rav Osha's suffix is, even though we say it's Dalet Simanim, maybe we only say, what's the difference? There was outside, here it's inside. Maybe we say it only has its own Simanim afterwards, after it comes out. Who says that before we came to Avir Olam, it has its own Simanim? Maybe it only has Simanim Imam. Right, but that's piece of Mara. It's Avir Simanim, meaning that you shechted the trefa, you still have a way out with the mother. But in our case, it never came out, son. Forget Rav Meir now. Talking about the Chacham. It never came out. So maybe that's Rav Hoshea's suffix. Does the Arba Simanim apply even when the baby, when the Uber is inside? The 8 months in the mother's trefa, and you shafted it? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, yeah. Because it's not viable. Could be. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now the Mishnah actually talk about the concept of Ben Pakua. Okay. So we said again the concept of Ben Pakua is that the Uber that's found in the this is the Mishnah that we just read. Okay. So let's read the Mishnah quickly again, and then we will and first part of the Mishnah. Right. Hashofas behemim shechted behemim matzava the ben shmona chai o mace o ben fisher mace horo motzias damo. You can just kill it and eat, then just get rid of the blood, and you can eat this Ben Pakua. But matzava ben fisher chai. Find a viable 9-month-old, Tonish Shmita, in itself is its own own the animal, and requires shechita. The chayiv osmas beno, the Rav Meir. The chayiv osmas beno, that's what Rav Meir says. The concept actually brings down, it says that you have to bring from this group or matnas kahuna. Right? According to Chamim, Omin, shechita's imo metarto. The shechita of the imo is metaret, and it's mutter b'achila. And you don't have to shech it by itself, because the Chamim are going to hold it a ben test that months were finished, and no one. Only a ben tesis once was finished and born requires its own shkita, but as long as it's still within the mother, it's mutter of in mutter via the shkita of the mother. The Tosfos perceptible was from there, and the Chum says Patim also was beno, and he can't give it matnas kahuna because all these things are this uber is not on shkita, so nothing applies to the uber. Okay. Next, the Mishnah continued. Rabbi Shimon Zuri Omer Afilu ben Chamesh Shanim the Chorish Vasade shkita's in matarta. Even if this animal. Okay, it was a 9-month-old that was born alive. He's going to say, it's now 5 years old, still you can, I guess you can shoot it on the spot and eat it. Everyone's going to ask tomorrow on other days, what's the machlokes of Shimon Shazuri and the Chachamim? What are they adding? We just already said it. If it's not, if it was shechted while it was in the mother's womb, who cares how old it is, 10 months probably, it's still considered Uber Yerothimo, it's still considered a Ben Pakuah. Next. Kura. Right, let's say the pregnant mother is shechted. In this case, the animal is not was killed or trade for the shechita is not valid on this animal, and you find a viable 9-month-old fetus inside. In this case, the 9-month-old can get shechita because the mother was never shechted, but without shechita, so without shechita, it's like anything else. Fire shechita. Like if the 8-month-old is not viable, I guess it would work. Right. So Amar Belazar Rav Moshe, Lo Hilku Bo, the Chachamim who say that this 9-month-old Ben Pakua, you can chef, right? You don't need to chef. It's kosher via the shechita of its mother. Elal iski shechita bilvad. It's only talking about shechita. It's only matter the Isra of Zavuah that you have. The shechita is not, but for other things, it's more that it's a behemoth. It's a real behemoth. It's a full behemoth. Only the Gabi Shnita. It's not considered its own behemoth, but all other Yisurim is still a behemoth. So what's coming to exclude? Meaning, what would you have thought that it is part and parcel of the mother, but it's really not the Chachamim are saying, right? It's to exclude the fats and the Gidah Nasha. Meaning that the Chelev and the Gidah Nasha of this Ben Tess are still us like all other animals. You would have thought maybe it's just part of the mother. Right, it's considered a piece of meat of the mother, and a piece of meat you're allowed to eat the whole thing. So there wouldn't be gidah nasha, there wouldn't be chela. Very, very esoteric concept idea that you have this thing out here, and you have the meat would be that those things don't apply to it. That's just a piece of meat, and you can eat the whole thing, right? The Gemara said, no. How can that be? Chela, kobol demai. Which chela are we talking about? Because the Gemara basically say that by talking about the chela is a machlokes. They agree that people agree that you can eat it. Chela demai. If we're talking about the chelbo of the fetus that comes out, that is a machlokes in Rav Meir and the Chachamim. The sign here, the following brisa, the gidon nasha noeg b'shaliel. Gidon nasha means usher. The fetus is gidon nasha is usher. The chelbo usher and its chelim is also usher. Dibri Rav Meir. Those are the words of Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Omer ain't noeg b'shaliel. The gidon nasha does not know in the b'shaliel. I mean, you may eat the gidon nasha of this ben pakua, the chelbo mutter, and the chelim is mutter. But Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Moshe, machlokas with Antisha Chai. The machlokas is what? It's with a 9-month-old viable fetus. But Halach Rameh Shitasa. Rameh is Shitasa. Why? Because Jesus Shitasa says that it's its own animal, a 9-month-old own animal. It seems to me that the 8-month-old, there is no machlokas. Right? But Halach Rameh Shitasa, Rabbi Yehuda Shitasa, and Rabbi Yehuda Shitasa. If you hold that the 9-month-old is its own animal prior to birth, then it's its own animal, the gid is usher, the chelim is usher. That's Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda can go out to Chachamim and say that if you hold that the 9-month-old is not considered its own animal until it's actually born, so the kid is mutter, the chelev is mutter. So how can you tell me that Rav Osha is coming to say that even the Chachamim remolded that the chelev and the kid are usher? It's not true. They're calling Rav Meir in that case. Ela chelmo the kid. We're talking about the chelev that surrounds the kid and nasha. Marsha says also nifla pligi. That's also machlokes in Rav Meir and Chachamim. The sanya, the following brisa, kid ha nasha. The Gidon Nasha Michatik Acharov Bechol Makom Shehu Bechotei Shemano Meikaro Divrei Rav Meir. When it comes to the Gidon Nasha, he seems to say and you have to sort of chop off everything around it, and you remove the fat from it. I don't know how he explains. I don't know what the Matthias says. And you remove the fat from it. You have to cut off the shuman of the gid as well, divrei Avneir. Rav Yehuda Omer, gulamo im shofi. You can cut the gid and the chayl of a gid at the appendage, and only the gid and the shuman, only the gid and the fat on the gid are considered asur. But the base of the Gemara is saying over here is Rav Meir says the kol makom shehu. I think we're saying it's after the kol makom shehu. That's even by the shuliyot. The kol makom shehu, wherever it is. Not the I thought the kol makom shehu would mean anywhere in the animal. He's saying the kol makom shehu is any type of animal. You have to remove the chayil of the gid. So Rav Meir says the chayil of the gid is asur, but Rav Yehuda says and the Chumash say you don't. So even when it comes to the fetus, there's not the same machlokas about the chayil of the gid. So what's Rav Oshia talking about? What is the case where this animal, even though the shlita of the mother was matirit, what is the case that Rav Oshis says it's not considered its own? It is considered its own animal, and what ramification is that? So ela e itmar hachi itmar. This is what it is. Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Oshia, lo hilku bo elo iske achila bovad. The gabe achila, all achila, it is its own. It is not its own animal. It's mutter legabe the mother, and therefore you can eat the gid, you can eat the chayla. There's no problem. You can eat the gid, you can eat the chayla of this. Before, I'm assuming on the Midoraisa. I think Midor one, we probably have some Maris Ayim have issues over here. Right? Amr of Lazar, Yosha, Lovu, Hilku, Bo, Ella, Inske, Yathila, Bovad. Nimu'ute, what? Nimu'ute, Rova. Nimu'ute, Roveya. Vichorishba. What's Roveya? So, Tosos, Nimu'ute explains that Roveya means that if a person is Roveya, this animal, you still kind of meet them. Right? If you have bestiality relationship with the Bempaku, it still counts as bestiality, and your Chayav, that's the Nafimina. Still considered an animal for that respect. The Miri talk says that we had this machlokas before. The Miri says Rovo is legabe harvos behema min mitzein amino. Talking about the crossbreeding. That even this is not a crossbreed animal. This is also a crossbred. There's no heter for the deviants. They still feed miso according to Rashi. Watch out with that. That's a good one. Okay. And the Chorishbo. If you, right, you're not allowed to have a, if you have a shore ben pakua with a donkey, it still can't have them plowed together. Still the same mister. Right, so only the gabi achila, it's not considered an animal. The gabi other things, it's considered an animal. Okay? Okay, very good. Okay. So, whatever, right, according to what we just said, right, we basically say that according to the Talmud, this Ben Pakua is Mutar B'Achila without Shlita. But on tomorrow's daf, we're not going to tell you tomorrow's daf, we're going to say that if the behemoth is standing alive, you don't want to need Shlita. Right? You don't want to make a mistake. The question then is, that's what I'm showing him. Let's say you shech, the Rabban Shlita is done with a pogrom knife. The Shlita is done inappropriately. Is that still Mutar B'Achila? Right? So according to the Ran, since the Chachamim requires Shlita, you have to shecht it with all dinei shlita, and if it's done with a pogrom knife, it's possible. According to the Rashba, he said that the shlita, even the shlita is done lokedin, you just have to make it look like a shlita, the Rashba says. If the shlita is done so lokedin, it's still kosher. But Rashba's probably going to say that midoraisa, so you don't need it. The only reason why you need it is because of the problem of Marisai. As long as if I see the guy shechting over there, I don't know if the knife is pogrom. I don't know if they're agram or all those things. So it's fine. According to the Rosh and the Ran, they're going to say, no, the Zeir Rosh needs shlita. Shlita with all its, or everything else it needs. The father says that also that machlokes are applied whether you need a bracha. They make the bracha on the shlita or not. According to the Rosh and the Ran, yes, it's a real valid shlita, you have to make the bracha. According to the Rashba, it's not that it's a valid shlita. I'm saying it just means that you have to do something that makes it look like a shlita so no people get confused. Well, you make a bracha with the Rabbanan, you know, Kakarasal, some of us also. Okay. What about Basar B'Challa by the Ben Pakua, this Ben Pakua, right? The Kiv Eger is a suffix. What's the din? Right, what's the Gilim of Shulchan Aruch, Yeridea, Simon Pei Zayin, Sif Vav. He says, what's the din if you cook Basar with the milk of a Bas Pakua? Maybe you don't get Malkus, because it's considered Shkuta, right? It's considered Shkuta. And the halacha is that milk from a Shkuta is not part of the Basar B'Challa of it. Right? So this is a shkuta. So maybe there's no Indian issue of basar b'challa. What? It's interesting. So you want to have a cheeseburger, get the milk from a bas makua. Maybe that's no problem. Where'd you go? What? Right, so there may be a Mara sign this over there, but you can eat it in your house. Eat it in the house. Right. Oh, that's a good point. Anyway, that's issue. All these. Now, what if you steal a bento kuma and you shaft it? You chayav dal dehei. All right, bring it down also. Okay. All right. Now, the Amarav, right? There's three types of dam we talked about, right? There's dam nefesh, which is chayav kares. That's the dam that comes out when you shaft. There's dam tamsis, which after it dies, it still flows out. And then there's dam that's nibla in, and that's matokas, dam tamsis. Right? Dam and nefesh is eated to chayav kares. Dam tamsis, according to the chachamim, it's not the kares. But Rabbi Yehuda says it is the Karis. And Dame Yevarim, which is the blood that's inside, like the liver and things like that, that is, according to everybody, that's only a lav. So I'm Rav Shimon ben Makish. The Divrei HaMati B'Chalbo. According to the Maradam, who said that the Chelev is Mutter, Mati B'Damo. He also said that the Dam is Mutter. Okay, which is not against what our Mishnah says. But the Divrei HaOsir B'Chalbo, according to the one who said that the Ben S, the Chelev is Osir, Osir B'Damo, says it's Osir. Rabbi Yochan says, no, Ach with Divrei HaMati B'Chalbo, Osir B'Damo. Even if you say the Chelev is Mutter, you say the blood is Osir. Which is clear from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said that you have to get rid of the blood. So, Asir Rabbi Yochanan Rishu Meish Lakish, Korul Moshe is Damo. The Mishnah says, you could kill it, but you have to get rid of the blood, then you can eat it. If the blood is mutter, the blood, then why do you have to get rid of the blood? So, Amar Rav Zeira says, no. What Meish Lakish says is that the person who says that if you're Mati B'Kavo, you're Mati B'Damo, that just means, She'ain Odus Kores. So, yeah, get rid of it, but this means it's not considered the Dama Nefesh. There is no Dama Nefesh, it's never alive. Right, it's considered that you're actually a chayef. This is you're not chayef kares. The Marsh says, wait a second. Lamakar minon. Who's the one? Who's the man to Amar who said that you can be matir b'chelvo? Right? Who says that? That's Rabbi Yehuda. He says the chelv is mutter. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda we had before. But Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that the dama tamsis is still chayef kares. Right? He says to Rabbi Yehuda, the notia el dama tamsis. So call about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about dama tamsis. He can't be dama nefesh because there's no. So let's talk about Dama Tamsis. The sign is Dama Tamsis is Rabbi Yehuda Omer B'Kares. Rabbi Yehuda says that Dama Tamsis still gets Kares. So okay, you can tell me according to the Mandomer, you don't get Kares. But who's that Mandomer? It's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says he still gets Kares with that blood. So Tirgum Rabbi Yosef read Rav Salah Chassida, Kamed Rav Papa, he explains the Isra Rabbi Yehuda Dam the Chol Dam. He has a Hekish of Dam the Chol Dam. Kol Hecha the Mechayev Adam HaNefesh, Kol Hecha the Mechayev Adam HaNefesh, Mechayev Adam HaTamsis. Rabbi Yehuda says you Chayev Kares for Dama Tamsis. Only if you be chayav kares with dama nefesh. Here, there is no dama nefesh to be chayav kares on, so therefore the dama tamsis you're also not going to be chayav kares for. You call hecha the lo mechayav dama nefesh, lo mechayav dama tamsis. So it's over here. You're not going to be chayav. So it is Rabbi Yehuda who holds that it's mutter, the chelev is mutter, and when he says the dama is mutter, it just means that you don't get kares. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said that you get that dama tamsis you do get kares for. He only says that the only dama tamsis you get kares for is if there is dam hanefesh. In this case, there's no dama nefesh, no dama tamsis, you don't get kares for. Ibailu, follow the suffix. Mahu liftos the ben pakua. Can you use the ben pakua to be poda, right? To be poda the petter samor, poda the pakor. Right, Rashi says, liftos petter samor the ben pakua. The seb ben test kai, and this is the hemish mishmata. And it's less in value, its value is less than the animal. It's value more than the animal, you can use even anything. It's value, yeah, right? So Ma'u liftos ben pakua. So leave it to Rav Meir, Loki boil off, the cave of the Amr Ton Shkita Semalio. According to Rav Meir, this 9-month-old viable fetus is his own animal. Therefore, if it's its own animal, it's a Semalio, and you could be poser with it. Kiti boil off, I leave the Rav on. The Amr Shkita Sim Harto. He said it's not a full-fledged animal yet. So Ma'i, what's the din? Cave of the Amr Shkita Sim Harto, this is the Kulu. Maybe it's considered a piece of meat, and therefore you can't be poser with it unless it's valued more. Odilma cave the right for us, right for us, he's second living. Or maybe it's just walking around. Now it's considered a seh, and it'd be valid enough to be for pigeon. So Mar Zurcha Amra ain't folding, Rav Ashi Amra folding. So Amra Le Rav Ashi Mar Zurcha, my dice of the Gemarta. Why do you say that you're not poda? The Gemarta says to Yipsachim, because you have been zayir shavu from Korban Pesach, and Korban Pesach, right, that we say just like a ben pakua is possible Korban Pesach, so too it's going to be possible over here. So e malah holam. So if you can make the zayir shavu from Korban Pesach, so malah holam zaka becoming ben shana afkan. So maybe you say, just like with my Korban Pesach, it has to be a Zachar, a 1 year old and pure, without a mum, so too by Petach Hamor, it would have to have the same halachas. The Gemara says, no, Tifta Riva. There's a Rivoy Tifta Tefta by Tefta. I'm watching to include these. So once E Tifta Tefta Riva, I feel a Kobe Linami. Then include the Bepakua as well. Why you've got Bepakua? In pain, Sesa, my honey. What is the Tifta Riva? Sesa. Stop here. Good day.